This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Guardians still in the hunt, man. Be the top seed in the American League.
Isn't that
just
cool?
A couple games left. It's been an amazing story. We're going to talk more about it coming up in a little bit. We're hoping that Deshaun Watson speaks a little bit later. If he does, you'll be able to hear that, just like you heard Kevin Stefanski right here on 92.3 The Fan. Of course, we always have his press conferences a little bit earlier in the show. We talked to Chris Rose. We talked to Andrew Siciliano. Both of those interviews are available on the Odyssey app, the Baskin and Phelps podcast. We love having you on board for that. A lot of things said. Not a lot of clarity, though, when it comes to what we just heard from Kevin Stefanski. I'll start with this point, Jeff, that, you know, Kevin, I asked that question about analytics because we could sit here and we could argue till we're blue in the face about why didn't they run the ball more last week? And the question came back up about analytics and how to do that. And I thought it was I don't know if Kevin's trying to protect the analytics department or if he's trying to protect someone because he does a fantastic job. Like, you know, Chris Rose said, he's never, ever, ever going to throw anyone under the bus. But he talked about it being a gut feeling. And I don't know that he said that many times on, you know, what they're deciding to do and how they're trying to run a play. And I don't know whose gut feeling it is. Is it, you know, Ken Dorsey's maybe a little bit? Is it Kevin Stefanski's? Is it Deshaun Watson's after he says hike? So at least he gave me a little bit there that make me think, okay, this may not be, we are going to look at a menu and we are not leaving that menu no matter what, even if I think we probably should be running the ball here.
I just think they have to. They've got to have a feel for it, and if it's not working, I mean, throwing the ball wasn't working the other day. So historically, they've run the ball well. Maybe with a new offensive coordinator, it's not the same type of thing. All I know, Andy, is I listened to Kevin speak there for 15 minutes, and my whole thought was, well, based on everything you said, I can't wait till Friday. And I say that because, okay, everything seemed to be, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And I don't know that he's in a position to say anything else. I mean, with all the injuries and all, of course you'll see. And does that mean, you know, what does that mean for running the ball? Well, we'll see. I get it. But, man, it's a tough place to be in right now after three games.
There was a little bit more said about Dwan Jones today and his knee affecting the way he's playing. He's really, really struggled last game. He struggled. He watched guys go by him left and right. And how much of that is the injury? I think that's quite a fair question.
Anybody who's had any kind of a knee injury, anybody, when they say you're good to go, does it still feel like it used to before you got hurt? I don't think so. You know,
I know you get into that lockup,
yeah,
feeling too, and where your knee's locking up and you just can't. Your mind is saying, "Hey, I got to pivot. I've got to plant, I've got to do this, I've got to be able to move side to side," and your mind is right, but I don't know that it's always firing on all cylinders to the synapses into your knee.
And this gets back to what...
Does your knee have synapses?
I don't know.
Your brain doesn't.
It's what we've talked about for some time, which is this, okay? You had a knee injury, you had a fill-in-the-blank injury, and you come back. Doesn't necessarily mean you're like 110% again.
No.
It means, okay, I can play with this knee. I'm good to go. I'm safe to go on the football field. Doesn't mean you're going to move the same. And, you know, Jack Conklin hasn't been back yet. Jed Wills was, and I don't know that people were thrilled with what they saw.
Sounds like Jack was going to be back this
It sounds
weekend.
Like it, and then he
it
had...
It was going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but what happens? He had a hamstring. You don't think that was related to his knee? It's all tied together, isn't it?
I don't know. They didn't say which leg it was. I mean, what if it was the other leg?
I even, even if it was a different leg, I mean,
is it overcompensation?
Exactly. Yeah. And DeJuan is, you know, DeJuan's 6'8", 370.
He's a big boy.
You don't think it's going to take a little while to get that knee back to 100%? You know, I mean, think of it this way. Hey, your knee might be messed up. I think your knee's doing a fine job supporting a 6'8", 370-pound guy. God bless that knee. It's got its work cut out for it, just getting out of bed in the morning.
It's got its own zip code. The other thing no one talks about, because they don't want to hear the excuse and they don't want to give anything any time because there's no patience for anything, that you do have a new running back coach. You do have a new offensive coordinator, for whatever that's worth, because Kevin's still calling the plays. So I don't know how much, you know, we can sit here and say, well, this is this Ken Dorsey offense. Is it? I mean, if Kevin's calling the plays, you know, Ken could put 100 new pages into the playbook offensively or take 100 pages out. At the end of the day, Kevin is the one that's saying we're running red right 88, right? We're running.
That one didn't
white,
work.
I know.
We're, call something else.
I know. It was the first play I thought of. Sorry. We're running white 25 right. Okay. So I look at it. I do think there needs to be some patience there too. Who knows? Coordinators sometimes just last for a year, depending on where they are. Hopefully they last for a year. Well, I'm saying I hope they last for a year because your team had so much success that someone wants to look at them as a head coach somewhere else. Or there's the other side of the coin where you've had failure and you didn't live up to the expectations of the season. Or there's the other side of the coin, which is now has three sides, which is a very unique coin in itself.
It's an odd coin.
Yes, it is. But the other one is to protect the head coach. Let's look.
I mean, put that in that little change purse.
I don't know. Do you carry around a change purse?
No.
I just want to make sure. The other part of it is that you're trying to protect your head coach. You're like, well, you know, we'll give the head coach another year and we'll fire the defensive coordinator. Nah, let's fire the offensive coordinator. Nah, let's fire the special teams coach. I mean, Kevin doesn't have any more guys that he can come in and say, I need to fire. All three of these guys are new over the last, what, 2 years? So, or three? Two, three? Two
One.
Years. What?
One. Running back.
Oh, no, I'm talking about special teams, defense coordinator, and offense coordinator.
So, yeah, that's true.
I mean, all these things are kind of sitting out there, and I think we're all kind of wondering, why didn't they run the ball more? I have more to talk about with what Kevin said. I just want to take a quick phone call. Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate.
Hello, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. All right, so last week I called in and said, hey, you know, the Giants are probably going to have a chance to beat us if these four things occur, and these four things occurred. Watson was an average at best quarterback. We were going to continue to have penalties, in which case we actually substituted penalties by not penalizing much, but that led to more sacks. We gave up some big plays on D, but here's number four, and I said this is going to be the key. And Feltsy, I think you're finally, it's like the Emperor in Star Wars saying to Luke, I can feel your anger. I think you finally now get it, what I've been saying for years. Coach of the year does not know how to run the ball. He doesn't know. The run game is always a supplement to the passing game. He actually doesn't know how to run the ball to win a game. Remember when Belichick came in here in a snowstorm and ran it, passed it three times and ran it the rest of the game, and we still had the same over 50% pass, less than 50% run? That's why we can't win these games. You've got an offensive line that can't move laterally because of all their busted up body parts, but they can move forward. You've got a quarterback that scrambles so much that he either gets sacked or the guys commit penalties to keep him from getting sacked. And the solution to all of this, go forward 80% of the time. Then you supplement the game plan with a little bit of passing to keep the defense honest. That's my point.
Nate, I think he knows how to run the ball. I have questioned in the past the game times you run the ball. You know, there are times when he should run the ball and he hasn't. I'll just give you this. When he had a good running back, a healthy running back, primo running back in Nick Chubb, last time he was healthy, Browns were, what, sixth in the NFL in rushing yards. And that, you had a good back, you used a good back, you knew when to run the ball. There are times when I think he should run the ball and he doesn't, and it's because of game script. And last week was one of them. Should have run the ball and he didn't.
This year, with this team, with the injuries and with an unconfident and inaccurate Deshaun, the only way to win games is to have an over 50% play call of runs. Dominate the game with runs. Supplement.
Can't argue. Can't argue with you, Nate.
Nate, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. One of the other points that he made today during the press conference, he sounded more optimistic about Nick Chubb than I think I've heard in a while. He just, someone said, hey, is there any chance he's coming back next week? Because the 4 weeks will be up. You're going into week five. You're on the IR for 4 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, you have to make another decision on what you want to do with Nick Chubb. Do you want to keep him on the IR? That means he's out for another 4 weeks. You could bring him back to the active roster. That would take up a spot, but he'd be eligible to play over, you know, immediately if you wanted him to, or if you needed, you think he's 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away, they would have that. He just kind of said he's doing well. I was kind of surprised to even hear him say that. So
it was nice to hear, Andy. I just don't expect the guy to be back anytime soon. I'm being extremely cautious because I think he's a precious commodity. And there is, I mean, look what's happened when you've put a couple of offensive linemen on the field who are coming back from knee injuries.
Jed Wills, I mean, that was bad.
They haven't done well, and there have been issues. And, you know, Nick's not 24 years old anymore. You know, Nick is pushing 30. Man, you push 30, two devastating knee injuries in the same knee, just give him all the time he needs and then some. I'm just not hurrying him.
It looks like the whole, you know, the whole running back scenario is a little bit banged up this week, too, with Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong. But you also said, Jeff, let's just hold our breath on this and see what happens on Sunday to see if these guys can play. It's still early in the week, and maybe they're just getting the day off. Okay, we've got a lot more to talk about today. We're hopefully hearing from Deshaun Watson. If he speaks today in Berea, we will carry his press conference live. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about what Kevin Stefanski had to say. A ton of notes from what he said. It's funny, there are times you listen to him and you're like, did he actually say something? I think he did say a few things today. So we'll dive into a little bit more about that in a moment. 216-474-0092. We are standing by. Hopefully Deshaun Watson's going to speak here. Probably, I don't know, within the next, it could be shortly, it could be maybe 10, 20 minutes away. So we're hoping that he's speaking today. So we can get the lowdown from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't want to derail you.
Well, you're good at that. Go ahead.
Is this anything?
Yes.
We're talking about running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of running depends on where you are in the game, okay, with many teams. Mm-hmm. The top six teams in rushing attempts in the NFL through three games have a combined record of 12-6. Okay? The bottom six teams, as far as rush attempts, and you could make the argument, well, they're behind, they have to throw. Might be very true. Have a combined record of 3-15.
I assume we're in that group?
That is true. Yeah, Browns are one of the lowest running teams in the league, in the bottom six in rush attempts. Despite the fact that they've been in games where they haven't scored more than 18 points.
True.
Weird.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
That is very weird. There was a point in the press conference today, Jeff, where they talked about protecting Deshaun, or I'm sorry, that Kevin talked about protecting Deshaun. He said, our job is to protect him, and it all starts with me. What does that mean? I don't see Kevin jumping out on the field and suiting up.
This goes back to this. Okay. Other teams have offensive line issues. Scheme up something better that works. That's what he mean. It's what he better mean.
Or does that mean play calling?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
But is that him saying, I've got to call better plays?
No, it means he's got to scheme it better. Ken Dorsey has to scheme it better. Andy, you've got an offensive line that's all beat to you-know-what, and you've got a quarterback who's hanging on to the ball. I'm sorry. Again, my degree was in telecommunications. I know that that's a bad combination. Line beat up. Quarterback holding ball. I mean, is it any more complicated than that? I truly don't think it is.
I don't know. You could always put ball on ground, kick ball through upright.
That's not running the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
Leave Dustin Hopkins alone. He's doing fine.
They could have used those 3 points.
Yeah, they could have used a lot of points.
That's true. I had another point here, and it was just when you're a head coach and you continually go out there and say, this is on me, this is on me, it eventually is going to become you. I mean, I know he's protecting everybody, and I respect him for that. I think his players respect him for that. I think that's a good way to keep the locker room on your side if you're a head coach. But I just think after a while, if you say it enough times, everything does come back on you, and then you're looking for another job. I think there's a fine line there with saying, okay, this is on me. I've got to fix this. I've got to fix this.
That's his way of not throwing his team under the bus.
I know.
And just, I mean, and he gives you nowhere to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a press conference situation, when he says that, it's like, wow. Okay.
Adam is in Mayfield Heights, home of those Wildcats.
Hello, Adam.
How are you, Adam?
Hey, Jeff and Andy. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to talk about the Browns injuries. I just saw the injury report for today. I saw that Jerome Ford's been added. Now Jordan Hicks has been added. And, of course, in addition to just all the other injuries we've had so far this year. And then, of course, the injuries we had last year and even the year before. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion if this is potentially a strength and conditioning issue with the Browns as far as the trainers they have or the staff, or if this is just bad luck.
I got to go. I don't know. Did somebody ask that question yesterday? In a press conference?
No, it came up on our show yesterday.
No, I think somebody asked that in a press conference too.
I'm not buying it, Andy.
I think
you've got top-notch trainers.
Yeah.
I just think it's a bad run. I could be wrong completely. My degree's in telecommunications, Andy.
That's the third time I've heard that. Does that degree even exist anymore?
No, I hope not.
I don't think it does.
Well, sure was a waste for me.
Yeah, that's true. And for all of us listening today. Yeah, because I wish you would have majored in football. Things would be a lot better. Josh is in Grand River. Hi, Josh.
Josh.
Howdy, guys. So,
howdy.
You guys were talking about the knee injury. Myself, personally, I had the arthroscope surgery done for a bone fragment in my knee. I've had other friends that have had both MCL, PCL, ACL surgery. With that surgery and it being the second time for Nick Chubb, putting him on the field now and not putting him on RI, on the injured reserve, will be the death of his football career. It is a severe injury. You lose mobility. You lose strength. Your body feels like you're confident, but your body's never the same. So it does take a lot of strength, conditioning to get back to be at that form.
So, Josh, are you surprised he didn't retire?
I'm not surprised that he didn't retire. I don't think that Nick Chubb wanted to go out like that.
Okay.
But it is crucial that the rehab process, with him having that second surgery and it being as severe as the first one, having a long rehab period is crucial. Going out and going back to play or back to work or back to sports, it will affect it. And then the likelihood of it being re-injured and it being more severe is more likely without that rehabilitation.
Okay, so just based on what you're saying, I don't understand why he would even come back and play again ever.
Andy, that's not out of the question.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying, Josh, and you're somebody that had the injury, but probably didn't play at unless you played professional. I don't know,
Josh.
But
if he's back,
I am actually a BMX cyclist, So I put my leg down, and I had a bone fragment, and they were able to do the scope surgery where I didn't need the full surgery. But the full surgery, two times, it's very, very hard to come back from and be at that same capability.
That makes sense. I understand what you're saying. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Andy, I'd be surprised if the guy's back, you know, 8 or 9 games. And I don't mean that he's not doing anything wrong. It's a severe injury to a knee that was already severely injured. I mean, these things are only human parts, you know? You can only fix so much. Stuff gets damaged, and unless you're going to put a piece of titanium in there, get a knee replacement, and then you're not going to play football.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder why we look at certain players with similar knee leg injuries and kind of, you know, like people are willing to put Jack Conklin back out there. They're willing to put Jed Wills back out there.
Only if they're ready. Only if they're ready. Conklin's not ready. If he was ready, well, he messed up his hamstring last week.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're not going to put Jerome Ford back out there if he's not ready. But, I mean, who knows? There was a feeling before the season, you know, one person's knee injury isn't the same as another, but I'm sure that there are a lot of similarities. And, you know, Jerome did something. I mean, the fact that he was able to pretty impressive. And to play the way that he played after the first time that he was dealing with a similar issue. So, I don't know if you want to include human spirit in there, but you know, you take another shot to that knee, you're going to be in trouble. We all know that.
Absolutely.
Whether you had 0 surgeries, 1 surgery, or 2 surgeries. So,
you know, Nick takes another hit to that knee, Andy, and there's more damage, he's done. So you're not going to hurry him out there.
I don't know that you're going to tell him that, but okay. Well,
except it's true. I mean, let's be realistic.
I bet people told him after the first injury, you're done.
Well, they did.
Okay, and look what he was able to do after that. So he's able to overachieve.
And that's great.
And that's why the fans love him.
He better be as close to 100% as he can possibly be, given the state of that knee, before he gets back on the football field. If not, you're more susceptible to injury. If he gets hurt in that knee again, he's probably done for a career. I mean, can you imagine even at his age? Yeah, I'm coming back from a third big knee injury. No, thank you. So just make sure he's okay, and then keep your fingers crossed. It's not like you're gonna get 10 more years out of him anyway. But I give him all the credit for trying to come back, and I hope he does. And he obviously would be such a huge help if he's close to being Nick Chubb. But man, let's just put him on the back burner, and if you get him back, great. It's a nice bonus for this team. And if you don't get him back, all right, maybe you get him back next year.
Any other thoughts from Kevin Stefanski as we kind of move forward? Hopefully we're going to hear from Deshaun Watson coming up here at the top of the hour, but we'll keep our fingers crossed to know that he's going to talk or not. But anything else you got from Kevin Stefanski today?
Andy, all I got out of Kevin today, and maybe it's all that my brain let me hear, was, yeah, we'll see, yeah, we'll see, yeah, we'll see. And that's a tough place to be after 3 weeks of a season.
Plenty of work to be done, and again, Kevin will tell you it all starts with him, and especially when it comes to protecting their quarterback, who is on pace to be sacked 90 times. 90 times.
Yeah, some of that's on him.
Still, he's still on pace to be sacked 90 times.
Some of that's on him.
All right, let's come back. Hopefully we hear from Deshaun Watson. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Otherwise, the latest word from Berea. Next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.